For classic film lovers, there's no greater way to watch beloved movie titles than in a historic theater and on a big screen. This summer, we'll see gems from the golden age of Hollywood and a number of more contemporary movies light up the screen of the Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Plaza Classic Film Festival returns to the Plaza Theater this August, celebrating the festival's 10th year with a selection of classic titles and events. The Plaza Classic Film Festival's program director, Doug Pullen, is in the studio today to discuss some of the big films you can expect and maybe tease a few more.
Good morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Thanks for coming in. Still a few months out, but you're already dribbling out some big announcements. I know last week or 2 weeks ago, you revealed a slate of 10 big films, a lot of big classics. Just to kick things off, what are the actual dates this year for the festival?
August 3 through 13.
Okay, so people can plan their vacation schedules accordingly.
Don't go anywhere.
Right. No. Take time off from work.
That's right. Don't worry about traffic.
So walk us through some of this first slate. You've certainly packed it with some classic tent poles.
Yeah, with the 10th anniversary, I wanted to bring back what I've been calling greatest hits from the festival. I don't have to tell you, but some of these are movies that were important to the festival's development. So, for example, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, which was the first movie you showed, a sponsor night movie, will be the first movie we show on August the 3rd. Mm. That'll be, I think that's a 1 o'clock.
A great John Huston film with Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. And I just thought that was a great way to start and to kind of honor that first year. And we're bringing back Casablanca.
Always a favorite of audiences.
Shown it twice, right? But the first time was that first year and it was your first primetime feature. And I just thought that was important. Singing in the Rain also has been shown a couple times, including that first year. But more importantly, one of my favorite moments from the Plaza Classic Film Festival was when Debbie Reynolds was here, her first time back in El Paso in almost 60 years, and that great interview she did with Nick Clooney for about 40 minutes before Singing in the Rain. But what a blast that was.
I think we could have canceled the film that night and just listened to her.
I don't think anybody would have cared. Yeah. But I thought that would be appropriate. And also, it's
a way. Of course, the thought is more of a memorial to her.
Right. There's going to be thread in there, if you will, of some Debbie Reynolds movies and also a Carrie Fisher movie to tie in with that, because we haven't publicized is how hard we worked last year to try to get Carrie Fisher to appear with the Star Wars. And at one point, we thought she was coming. Hmm. And as their production schedule dragged on, that slipped away.
Right. If you were thinking of honoring Carrie Fisher, shall we guess some of the titles, or you want to reveal those later?
Well, I'll tell you the one that I plan to show is Postcards from the Edge.
Of course.
You know, that seems to make the most sense.
Which was also about her mother, Debbie Reynolds.
Exactly. And it connects all that. And then, you know, just so you know, we're also trying to get Bright Lights, the documentary that was done on their relationship. It's new. It came out technically this year. But we've been in touch with one of the directors to see if they'll give us the okay to show that.
Of course, Citizen Kane is also on the list.
Citizen Kane, oh yeah. Yeah, I think I harassed you about that before when I said, how come you didn't show it in the Plaza Theater the first time? But that was part of the
Ebert
tribute.
We did get around to it, yeah.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. Citizen Kane is in there. In addition to Greatest Hits, one of the threads this year is going to be a Cold War-inspired thread. And, you know, technically, I guess we're in the 70th anniversary year. So it started with Dr. Strangelove, wanting to bring Strangelove back, because when I saw that in the Plaza Theater during the film festival, I had gained a whole new appreciation of that movie. And I'd always liked it, but it's different when you see it on a big screen in an immersive environment like that. And I learned that from that experience. So that's where the idea started. And so one of the titles we did announce, we haven't technically announced Dr. Strangelove, but we're going to bring it.
You got news here then.
Yes, right. News. That's right. Newsflash. The Austin Powers movie, it's not only a personal favorite, but it is a spoof, a very loving spoof of a lot of the spy movies, particularly the Bond movies.
Right.
And the Flint movies. And so that'll be in there, and it'll tie in. We'll have a Bond movie, and, you know, there'll be, by the time it's all said and done, we'll probably have about 10 movies that relate to the Cold War and the space race and spy movies.
Interesting.
And that sort of thing.
And you announced a documentary, Atomic Cafe, as well, which I guess ties into the Cold War hysteria.
Exactly. And it connects the dots a little bit closer to home, because obviously the you know, the testing that was done in New Mexico.
Sure.
And also, you know, just on a personal note, my father was in the Air Force and he was in Strategic Air Command. They had a post in El Paso at Biggs Air Force Base. And it's been gone so long, 50 years, a lot of people forget that, you know, it was right here in our back door. You know, I had a neighbor with a bomb shelter. I think I've told you this before. And we always were trying to get in there and he wouldn't let us.
It was part of the culture back then,
right? It was.
The Plaza Classic Film Festival, of course, is a big sprawling event over 10 days. When you think about the overall schedule, you think in terms of threads and themes to help you organize each year?
You know, when I was on the other side of this, one of my favorite things about that was the way you connected the dots and the discoveries that come with that. As a fan, I love those discoveries.
Full disclosure, I'm not involved with the festival
anymore. No, he's not, but he was, and I learned from that.
We had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You were covering it for the El Paso Times.
I loved interviewing Chuck because I always learned something. And so anyway, I like that. And in writing, you try to do things like that too, you know, when I was a journalist. Mm-hmm.
Break it down into more digestible components.
Yeah, here's the big picture. But within that picture, you have all these other images. And so the Cold War thread is one, and the Debbie Reynolds tribute is one. And another thing we're doing this year is a kind of a retrospective, if you will, of Don Bluth movies. Don Bluth is an El Paso native, and his love of drawing and his desire to work for Disney started here as a young boy.
Famed animator.
Exactly. And most people may not know his name, but they know An American Tale and they know The Land Before Time and The Secret of Nim. And so we're going to show 10 to 12 of his movies spread out over the film festival. And he and his co-director and co-producer, Gary Goldman, are going to come in for the second weekend of the festival, August 12 and 13. They're going to appear with The Secret of Nim on Saturday afternoon in the plaza, August 12. And then they're going to do a filmmaker brunch Q&A the next day, Sunday, and then with any luck, they'll get about 30 minutes of FaceTime privately with the kids in our film camp, and then they're back to Phoenix.
So Don Bluth, is that the first major guest you're revealing here?
That's the first major guest we're revealing.
Any others, or it's
too
early?
We have two more, but I'm not
you
ready.
You want to hold off?
Not
on
ready
that.
Yet.
Yeah. I understand. Well, Don Bluth is an important figure, and I think for people who love animation, he fills a very almost solitary spot in that, you know, for so many decades, it was, you know, the big studios were the only ones that could pull off major animated films just because of the length and the expense in doing that. And he was an early independent of that.
Yeah.
So he should have some great stories to tell. You mentioned the film club. Are you taking sign-ups now for that? This is for kids? What
age? For the camp, yeah. It's kids 9 through 16. This will be our third year doing it. We have split it into two tracks this year. So it's essentially two camps, one for animation and one for live action. The two live action faculty members are USC film school grads, and the two animation faculty members have worked for Don Bluth before and worked on other movies. Anastasia was one that they worked on, Bartok the Magnificent.
So these attendees of the film camps, these kids will be not only watching and talking films, but making films?
They'll make their own films. They're working with, you know, pros who've done this. And what we do is at the end of the camp, after they kind of learn the basics and work their way through, they come up with their own story ideas. They write them, they storyboard them, they film them, edit them, the whole thing. And then on the 13th, Sunday, August 13th, we'll show what they make.
A showcase of their work.
Yeah, as part of that local flavor series. And we put them in there Sunday at 2:30, Sunday, August 13th in the Foundation Room.
How can parents find the sign-up sheets for this?
It's on our website, plazaclassic.com/summer_camp, and there's registration forms on there right now. We haven't – well, by the time you hear this, it'll have been announced, but we haven't announced it yet, but that'll be out by then.
And each year there's usually a silent film or two. Are you planning on a silent film this year?
At least one. Working with Walt Stroni, the organist, right now, trying to narrow it down.
So people can hear the mighty Wurlitzer again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's – that guy's incredible. You know, last year he came back and reaccompanied the Phantom of the Opera at a Time with a Monster theme we did. So we're trying to go in another direction this year, but I think we got it down to three ideas. I'm trying to get it down to one.
Do you have an opening night film picked out already?
Yeah, The Graduate will be. And that was an opening night once before.
Special year for that film.
Yeah, 50th anniversary. So, and it's a personal favorite. You know, a lot of this, some of these movies we're going to show, like Jaws, these, I'm doing it in part because of my experience there and my memories from it. I guess that's the indulgent side. And The Graduate has always been a favorite of mine. It's the 50th anniversary. When I was a college kid, and I had a mentor named Bill Kearns at the Lubbock Avalanche Journal who would take me to these movies and teach me how to watch them, is the way he put it. And that was one of the movies we saw. And I had never seen it until, you know, the mid-70s.
Of course, one of the seminal works of the new Hollywood, that time period, 67, 68, where you had this flourishing of new directors, new approaches to filmmaking in America that just sort of changed the course for the next decade.
Taking it away from the way it had been.
Right. Very important film. Mm-hmm. In the past, there's been exhibitions as well and other types of events. What other non-film events are you planning for this year?
Well, there's two exhibitions. One at the Art Museum is a Don Bluth exhibition. It's called An American Animator. It opens July 1, and it is comprised of animation cells, drawings, sketches, and other elements from a massive collection that they donated, Don, Gary Goldman, and John Pomeroy donated to the Savannah College of Art and Design. So that'll be in the DeWitter Gallery, the smaller gallery upstairs. Mm-hmm. And we'll be showing six of their movies in the auditorium on the weekends. So ideally, people can go see the movie and then walk over and check out the exhibition. At the History Museum, and I don't have an opening date for this one yet, but we have an exhibition devoted to some of the historic downtown movie theaters, the ones that preceded and then were contemporaries of the Plaza.
Sure.
And it's called Reeling in the Years, El Paso's Downtown Historic Movie Theaters. It's inspired by Cindy Haynes' book, Showtime. Yeah. That's been a resource. We've been out walking, checking out the locations where some of these theaters were, and we hope to have a walking tour to go with this. And hopefully some lectures, and I think we're going to try to order some of Cindy's book and have it in the gift shop.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It is an excellent book, and I think most El Pasoans would be surprised to know that there were, in its heyday, I think some 30 movie palaces along.
Just a bunch of
them. Within a few blocks of the plaza.
A lot of them on El Paso Street alone.
Any outdoor concerts, things? You usually have those things going on.
We're doing four outdoor movies like normal. We're going to open with La Bamba on Friday, August 4th. And we have an acoustic trio opening. It's Amalia Mondragon, who was Amalia Castro, and she was in Chamanas and others. Saturday night is Rocky Horror Picture Show. We're bringing back Fungi Mungle to open for that because they did it back in 09 when you first showed it. And then the second weekend is Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, the Chuck Berry documentary, followed by Xanadu.
All music themed.
Yeah, got to have some cheese in there. But that has a two-minute Don Bluth animation sequence in it.
Well, I know lots of plans still coming together. Thanks so much for giving us a heads up on what's coming.
And thanks.
I'm sure we'll be talking again between now and August. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been discussing the plans for the 10th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival with the festival's program director, Doug Pullen. The Plaza Classic Film Festival returns to downtown El Paso with screenings and events in and around the historic Plaza Theater, August 3rd to the 13th. Festival passes are on sale for $200 through the El Paso Community Foundation. And to stay up to date on festival announcements, log on to plazaclassic.com or like them on their Facebook page. On Film's engineer is Evan Walsh. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.